This is CliffCentral.com.
It took us a while to come through this morning because we have been filming the Running Man Challenge. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not sure what the heck is going on here. I'm switching everything on. Everything is really loud, but you're really soft.
No, but you're very loud. Yeah, you might want to take that down a lot off. Oh, there, on, finally. Sorry about that, guys.
Okay.
The studio was just in a chaotic state.
These
but anyway, we're going to get the show started because we have wasted enough time. Today, we did the Running Man Challenge just before the show, and it was actually a lot of fun. We posted it on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So you guys need to go vote. I think I absolutely annihilated
my co-host. I don't know about that.
He did a cartwheel. He did a cartwheel. There was no cartwheeling from my end, but but I still think I probably won that. And okay. I dressed for it. So.
Yeah, well, you were yellow against the yellow board, so it was face and legs. We didn't really get to see what the heck you were doing.
You
danced before,
okay.
though, right?
I danced like occasionally.
Around black people.
You've got issues.
What did they say? Because for me, it's like, I'm not sure. I know that you didn't grow up in a township, but... That doesn't mean you should, like...
This is devastating. This is really like, devastating like to that. Me. Because I think I'm a pretty phenomenal dancer.
You're pretty. But that's about it. Let's not put pretty and dancing in one sentence.
Okay. So I guess I will not be getting dates from my dancing. But
not for your dancing. I don't think anyone... Look, at the end of the day, if someone's going to date you, they've gotten past the fact that you clearly cannot dance. It's about everything else.
Let's just get the Twitter sphere to vote because I think I'm probably gonna annihilate you. But let's see what everyone else is saying because I think I've won. I think so.
Well, let's see what everyone else says. We'll see. But anyway, we've got a beautiful lady in the studio with us.
Yes, and I'm so excited.
I'm so excited as well. There's two of you. I feel like we're about to get into a menage.
Oh no, stop.
No? Okay. That's like completely off the table.
Literally.
Okay. All right, okay. But you know, a man can only dream. do the introduction.
So in studio today I'm so excited because my friend actually comes from we went to the same high school together.
Is it? You guys went
and
high
she's
together.
Done incredible things with her life. She went to New York. Stop looking at her like you're gonna eat her. She she went to New York, she filmed an indie film called Two. And she's been getting incredible, incredible reviews on this. And now she's back. And her name is Mali Tekiso. Hey, girl.
Hello, everyone.
How did the New Yorkers manage to pronounce your name?
Mali.
Oh, wow.
Mali. Okay. I go to a lot of Mali.
Mali.
Yes. Mali's pretty cool, though.
Mali.
I don't know if I like it, especially because one of my roommates, she's from Paraguay. So she speaks Spanish. That's her mother tongue, right?
Okay.
So when she's speaking Spanish, she'll be speaking Spanish to someone on the phone and she'll be saying, oh, I'm here with Mali. So she'll say, la, 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 with
yes,
Mali,
Mali,
right?
Yes.
But then when she speaks English, it crosses over to Mali.
Oh.
And like, I haven't asked and it's still eating me to this day. I need to ask.
I think it's a New York thing because when you're in New York, you have to have the New York English. Because, hi, can I have a glass of water, please?
Water.
Water.
What? Water. What?
Water.
Water. Oh, that's how you say it.
No, I get away with it. I don't know. Like, people just accept my accent for what it is.
Oh, okay.
And it's not going to change.
Oh,
there's
really?
No way. Yeah.
So they're
and
like,
I'm
she's
so
from
impressed.
Africa.
I'm actually so impressed she came back without an accent, right?
How long were you there for?
People twang, guys. After like 6 months.
I know.
There, people
Yo,
start
after
twanging.
Like six
they,
hours.
They 6 weeks.
I was yeah. there for a total of about 13 months. I was there.
13 months?
Mm-hmm. 13,
I would have been like, yo, my name is Tanisha. I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying, y'all?
I'm so happy you didn't
like,
go.
Like 10 years later, I'd still be talking like that.
This would be devastating.
No, it's ridiculous. No.
We wouldn't have a listener.
But listen, seriously though, isn't it amazingly easy for people to get into that accent?
It
like, it's
is.
One of the easiest accents to get into.
It's because we're so consumed by it, right?
Probably. All of our media, everything is just America this, America that. I know so many people from SA. We've got such a grounded, firm, and strong accent.
Yeah.
It's hard to lose the South African accent.
And it's hard to imitate as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But people just come back twanging, and I'm just like, how? it's shocking.
But I find that it's one of the easiest accents to actually
to pick up
because after a while and people asking you where are you from every time you go outside of your apartment you're just like, you know what, I'm tired of this. How did you avoid that? How did you get away from doing something like that where you're like, okay, you know what, I'm tired of this, everyone's always asking me stupid questions. So.
Well, they weren't necessarily stupid. It's more, I think they're coming from a place of true intrigue. I mean, people would hear how I speak and I'd get, are you from Britain? That was like the thing.
Yeah.
I even got a lot of Australia, you know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's hard for people to place it. Oh, and when they find out that I'm from Africa, it's just
it blows their mind.
Blowing for them. You know, I look the way I am, and I don't know, I've been told I look slightly different to most American women. So
really, how do you look different to American women?
I don't know. You know, they tend to be taller.
Okay.
Bigger boned.
Oh.
I don't
want to. Oh, really?
We're talking about body shaming. Right, I don't want to, you know.
So they're like tall and big, yeah?
Bigger boned. Okay. You know, whereas I'm like smaller in height, petite.
Okay.
Oh my God. But that's so amazing. Mm. And your film, what is it about, too?
Okay, well, two is the story of childhood friends Ella and Chester. I play Ella.
Is this like a friend zone situation?
Guys, we got into debates about this.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
The director, everyone, the cast, the crew.
Because she loves to friend zone.
Oh, stop.
No,
us.
Not.
Can
why?
You stop?
Like,
not
why
you.
The
she
husband?
Likes.
No,
oh, I'm saying she
Candace.
Loves to friend
okay,
zone.
Hey, let me back off. Hey, Candace, yeah. Love life is interesting.
It's very interesting.
Okay, can we get back to two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay, two's about Ella Chester. I play Ella, Rafael V. De Leon, play Chester. Mm. We're childhood friends. And basically, Ella is one of those wanderers. You know, she doesn't like to settle in one place. She's constantly moving. And we find two is at the moment. Yeah, two takes place at the moment when she's about to leave for California. They're based in New York.
Okay.
She's about to leave for California. So every 2 years, she leaves. She just packs up. Leaves. She'll
oh,
leave
wow.
her relationship. She'll leave her job. Whatever. She just goes.
She sounds fascinating.
Yeah, she definitely
like
is.
Like we could be besties.
But it's gotten to the age. They've gotten to the age where it's starting to really take its toll on their friendship. And
oh,
they're trying
okay.
to. We follow them. It's a normal day with your friend. We go pick up grub. And
yeah.
how they try to work through her departure, literally the next day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
It's very intriguing because a lot of people are of the opinion that a guy and a girl
cannot
be
friends.
Best friends.
Yes.
And best friends.
Yes.
You know, where your parents know each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we explore that because the director is trying to show that it is possible.
It's possible.
I think so. I think it's very possible.
I think the way
what
she wrote it, though, is that she kind of leaves it in the air. It's for you to decide.
Okay.
Are they going to
be in love?
Something?
Or
are they in love? Does he love her? You know, that kind of thing.
And what do you think? What's your personal opinion?
I think that
nigga is waiting for her for Alate. And then
like he's just waiting
he's
for
waiting.
Her to get it together.
You know what I mean? And you know
so
guys can
enough.
Wait 20 years.
Guys
like I tried that once. I tried like waiting like 10 years.
Really?
I think
10
I ran
years.
Out of steam somewhere along the line.
So
but
she's
there's
not
some, there's
you're
some
a
childhood
romantic.
Friends that are like, listen, while I turn out, yo, it's gonna be bad news for you.
So to be sure you're romantic then?
Very much so. I actually I'm a hopeless romantic. I just love, you know? And I want to just be in love all the time.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
When were you born?
14th of August.
Oh, he's a Leo. Which is
really?
Very weird
it's,
because
it's
I'm
very
a Leo.
Days.
For a Leo.
Yeah, it's very weird because I'm a Leo and I'm
it's
just
4
like,
days before
give
this
me
one.
A taste.
Yeah, she's a devourer.
Yeah.
She's like,
she's hardcore Leo.
I'm a kitten.
I'm a hardcore.
She's
I'm a full grown, like, not even lioness. Not even lioness,
what?
Lion. I'm like full throttle. Like,
yeah,
I'm fun deal.
You're like, okay, moving on.
I'm like, why? And you're like, love me.
I'm one of those kittens on those YouTube videos that people send around. Yeah. You're the scary African lion.
Yeah, like,
no, then you relate totally to Chester and what he's going
through. Okay, so why did you ask me when I was born? When were you born?
I was born on Halloween Day.
What is Halloween Day?
The
10th of October.
The 31st of October.
Oh, the 31st of October.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes you?
That makes me a Scorpio.
My brother's a Scorpio.
How are Scorpios?
They are very broody, quiet.
Oh, are you giving
internal.
Her own?
No, she's going to tell us.
Oh,
I want to see.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
Broody, quiet, internal. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with them because the revenge, they will think it through. And they don't mind if it's really, really cold. I'm talking like 20 years cold.
Oh,
they'll
what?
Hold that revenge plate for you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so watch
Mom,
out. I don't know what you did.
I hope
what did you
not,
do?
Like...
Because she's pointing at you. What did you do to her in high school?
I'm also like,
nothing.
It's about to go down. No,
no, you very, very true. You know, quiet at times. and then randomly loud at other times. But usually, you know, we keep to ourselves. We're loners. We take things to heart. So vengeance is part of the nature. But you can, I mean, you can
filter
it out. Love is huge. You know, we're very loving people.
Yeah. My brother's very loving.
Yeah, relations. Loyal. Yeah. Still waters run deep. Well, water dies.
Okay, so you're very much, when you're in love, that's it for you. You love.
That's why it's hard to let go.
But talking about love, you know that
phrase,
so they're
once
very short,
then they're
done.
It's like you're not coming back in there.
That's so good. Like, you
know, he's
right?
Like astrologer. Like,
wow.
No, it's my brother. Yeah. He's like that. But he's very cool. Yeah. Like, he's the best brother I could ever have hoped for.
Exactly. He's very loyal, right?
He's very loyal. Yeah. Like, that guy, you know, we did a business together for, like, the longest time, for nearly 10 years.
What's your brother's name?
Dumeti.
Okay.
And he's the one guy, if there's money in the account and he's broke, he won't take that money.
What?
I'm telling you.
Well, that's so.
That's
amazing.
Not like me at all. I'm like,
I know.
I'm at the club and I'm like short. And, you know, these chicks want some champagne.
Oh, I love how it's about women. It's not even about hunger.
I mean, like I said, I was at the club, you know, and like the business account has got some money. We got to pay some things tomorrow, but you know, right now I've got to pay this. So I'm not good with that.
You're not good with that at all. Jeez.
Hectic.
No, but I love. Going back to love, the idea of love, I actually want to, this is a topic you actually brought up. We were discussing how people, I say people, he says me, but I think I represent a vast number of people, are drawn to their opposites. Aren't you drawn to your opposite, or are you drawn to someone who's like you?
I mean, certain qualities I appreciate that, you know, that I see in myself, I'd like to see in another person.
Okay.
You know,
honesty,
loyalty, certain things. But I'd like, in terms of, I just like someone who's kind of off their rocker, you know, because I'm very disciplined and very, you know, I work hard and I'm so focused and I'm driven. I like someone who's kind of like, yeah, man, chilled kind of thing.
That's, I'm just her type.
I think that
it's
would be
crazy. I mean, I'm just listening to it. I'm like,
Are you
looking at me describing? Stop it. No, come on. No.
It's incredible. Yeah, so I think to a certain extent, people do appreciate. I mean, I think I want to marry like a neuro something.
Yeah, right, someone smart.
Rocket scientist.
Right.
You know?
But I thought you were
right,
the
someone
crazy
smart.
Off the rocker.
Those people are the crazy ones.
Quirky. She means quirky.
Yeah. No, they're not.
She doesn't mean extroverted. She means like someone who's quirky and who doesn't fit into like
society.
You see, I could
high five,
like I just high five.
Don't
her,
get
like,
me started on you should not be saying anything today.
No, but the truth is, I'm drawn to people who are completely different to me. I love intellectuals. I love intellectuals.
I'm sorry, I had to go
and
have
that. I'm not an intellectual.
No, you know, you just said like you are driven.
Yes.
And ambitious. And hardworking.
Hardcore.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you want something completely different, like a neurosurgeon. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's.
No,
I can see how
like
that's totally different.
Crazy brilliant, you know, like rocket scientist crazy.
Because they're a little.
Or like, I want
awkward.
To take over the world. Crazy.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I love how she was like, yes.
I'm still not getting what you're saying, girls.
Stop it.
I can't do this show with a serious face when you talk like that.
What?
Because we know what's happened.
Okay, let's just tell the story because he's dying to tell the story.
No, I don't want
to
tell the story.
I promise I wouldn't.
No, we're not telling the story. I'm sorry.
We can't leave our listeners hanging out. Tell the story.
No, why should I tell the story?
You tell the story because you're the one that kind of led into the story. Because
no,
people are like, why is he losing his head?
I'm losing my mind because Candace, right, is saying she's describing somebody that she's got a love-hate relationship with. And like,
Let me tell the story.
No, don't tell the story. At the end of the day, they keep bumping into each other. I've never met exes who bump into each other like this much.
Yes.
I have, like, all my exes, the exes...
Is this the lawyer guy?
Oh my god, disconnect the mic.
Turn it off.
We get sued.
Okay. Anyway, moving along. Let's find a song.
Yes. Let's go into a song and come back.
Gosh. When to Oh my goodness.
We needed to pull ourselves together. But I'll tell the story because I'm getting tweets and I'm getting WhatsApp asking me to tell the story. So basically what happened yesterday was I was just minding my own business.
Of course, as always.
Yes, focused on my life and my groceries.
Walking through Woolworths.
Walking through Woolworths. And so I'm the kind of person when I'm in a store, I don't look around. I just get what I'm getting and I leave. So ironically, I get into this line. I'm still picking up what I'm picking up in the snack aisle. And as I look up, I bump into an ex of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a very awkward situation. Because, yeah, no, he was with someone else, a friend, apparently. I'm kidding. I have heard about this friend. But it there wasn't a good vibe, if I could put it that way. Probably top five embarrassing moments in my life. Because I'm not good with improvising like that.
Okay.
That is the story. It's not even so that dramatic. It's awful.
Mm.
I don't know why you had to give that awful backstory to that.
I don't know why you had to go all out and say that. Anyway, did you enjoy that story?
No
one enjoyed that story. At least of all me.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so we were just talking about your relationships, and then Candace had to like come in and hijack the whole story. Tell us about your relationship. Are you in one right now?
Why this topic?
I take it that's a no. Okay. Well, gents, I'm going to take a picture. So,
yes,
because we have a couple of suitors. We have online suitors. Guys, I hope you're out there. Tuso, you're my favorite. You know that,
yes, Tuso, still listening.
I've got a fresh one for you, boy.
You are
my
awful.
Phone is just stuck. That's all. So anyway,
I will tweet a picture. Don't worry.
Okay, tweet a picture because you could probably take a better picture from your
probably
angle.
And your phone always freezes.
My phone is frozen right now.
She is beautiful. She's smart.
Thank you.
And from her own description, she's very single and she's looking for a neuroscientist. Who's a little quirky and crazy.
Yes.
So if you run of the mill guy, I don't know if you should apply.
Who happens to have neuroscience?
If you're an actuary, come on. Like,
actually, I know an actuary.
Yeah.
I know a couple of actuaries.
Really?
A couple?
Yeah.
Where do you go to like an actuary farm? What is the...
Well, you know, I hang out with really smart people. Just, okay. I like to be around people who are at my level.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. So I've got a friend who's an actuary, but unfortunately he's been married for like 16 years now.
So then why even bring him up?
Yes, exactly. Because what are you trying to do? Break up a happy home? Yes.
You were talking about actuaries, and I just wanted to mention that I know one who's actually
very
attractive.
So you wanted to name drop. Yeah,
that's what he was
you
doing.
You could say I was name
career
dropping.
Drop.
I was name dropping.
Career drop. Okay.
This is me every day. I career drop.
What?
But
okay,
he's cute and he's like, he's like
this
really
guy's
intelligent.
Off.
He's
oh, okay.
And he's really
you
funny.
Can't keep selling him.
Can
he's
I
married.
Please just ask?
And,
are you
and
guys
he does
being
smoke
serious?
Weed, which is pretty cool.
We are tweeting
this
you.
This is nerve wracking.
Okay, Mark, what are you looking for? Okay, so
no
we know
actors.
What you like. Okay, no creatives.
Creatives are such a heck.
No creatives.
Yo, I keep telling my sister, stop going down that route.
Why?
She's an attorney. My sister is brilliant. She's studying in Germany right now for her second master's.
How old is she?
No, she's beautiful.
You like things.
Yes,
she's 7 years older than me. She's 31.
Okay, so she's right about my... Yeah, she's exactly right. Okay, so I just send her my number, you know, my details. I'm right here waiting. Unless she likes
No creatives. I mean, tend to be very sensitive.
And very scattered.
Very scattered. I want someone with the consistency that I don't have. Because
right now,
I mean, I just wrapped up season one. I'm not working kind of thing.
Yes,
you know
yes.
what I mean? So I need someone who's
who's
stable.
I'm always working.
Oh,
like
oh
money's
wow.
always coming. Don't worry about it. If we're talking about like financial security, like this is the right man for that. Everything else, I don't know if I can offer that. Like, I don't know. I might not be
like
there
off
tomorrow.
Off the rock, a cookie. So which other careers would you look for, Miles? If you were in a hunting ground, what would you be looking for?
Engineers.
Ooh,
oh,
girl.
My gosh.
People who are, you know, who are brilliant at maths, because I was like a 60s, 70s kid. I want 90
Stop this. Don't be jealous because you don't fit the description.
People who are science majors, people like that, you know.
Okay, but what are they doing with their lives, Miles?
What
so
are they
do
doing?
You want someone who's who's available all the time, or someone who's working all the time? Because sometimes the more successful a guy is, the less available he is.
I want someone who's got that balance. You know what I mean? I can understand if you've got a hectic schedule, you know, but you have to have that kind of balance that keeps you sane.
Who makes you a priority, right?
Yeah, of course. The way you phrased it was like, ugh. But like, yeah. You know what I mean?
No, but at the end of the day, we should call a spade a spade. You want to be a priority. You don't want to be like, every now and again, he gives you a call, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
No, that's so true.
Stop
fishing in the wrong pond, guys.
Yeah. No, we will block those people.
Where you are right now, that's kind of...
You just saying that because...
Just get yourself an artist.
No.
Get yourself an artist.
No. I like Cookie as well. Cookie off the rocker.
You know, a part of me dies when I go to castings and auditions. And a guy just asked for my number because I'm just like, you stand no chance.
Did you hear that? A part of me died.
That's how deep it is.
Yeah.
It's that bad. You kill
that's
a part of
little
it.
Chance.
Okay.
Going
actors,
back, yes.
If you ever see her at a casting, don't ask her
don't do
for a number because we like.
Oh,
how many
you
parts,
be mates and no, unless you're
how many
okay
parts
mate?
Of her
many,
can we afford?
How many guys actually want to be friends?
What if all her parts die? What if you're that guy who's going to kill her last part? Please don't do that. Don't ask her anymore.
Stop it. But you're not
I
funny.
I can't believe you said that.
The most persistent ones. They're the most persistent ones. The ones you don't want become the most persistent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, is there anything worse than a guy who hands himself over on a silver platter? Like, ready for the slaughter. You're like, no, next.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know, be a little
and
challenging.
And I tend to be very, like... firm and final in my decisions, you know.
Yes.
You get those girls that are okay to lead someone on. I'm not about that life. It's a waste of time.
Oh, okay.
You know,
like if you said no, like
it's over.
Listen,
yes.
just give me 2 years, yeah.
Nothing.
Like 5 years, you never know what could happen.
Precisely.
It's like it's never gonna happen.
But
that's important. I think it's important to let someone know. But sometimes I find the more forthcoming you are with someone and by saying that I'm not interested. It's almost like the bigger the challenge.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I will make you interested. Yeah. And you're like, no.
And a friend of... Hey,
the more you try...
A friend of ours, she said, and I quote, niggas don't quit.
Yeah.
Hey, it killed me.
Yeah.
But it's
they
so
don't.
True.
We met niggas in not a bad, like, racist way.
No, yeah,
not
sorry.
Sorry,
it was a direct quote.
Yeah. No doubt. You know, I'm one of those niggas that don't quit. I remember, now I'm telling you guys a story. My wife said that to me, you know, 2 weeks before, we were together.
Mm.
She was like, no, you know, I'm going to put you in the friend zone and stuff. I was like, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I believe in persistence because I grew up with 80s rom-coms, which was all about that.
Yes.
You know, when Harry,
about
when Harry met Sally, how long was that friend zone?
Yeah.
They had their own like children and lives. And then one day, 20
a
years
life
later,
long.
They were like, okay, you know what? Maybe we should try it out.
Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle, you know, those kind of movies.
That persistence.
That a man must persist. Yeah.
No,
you
no,
must
no.
get to the
no,
top of the Eiffel Tower.
Rom-coms are lies. That's the problem. They lies. Because as women, as much as we enjoy being pursued, you know, we want to also feel like there's a, you know, a friction. Like, there needs to be like a, I'm not earning, you know, your time, but I also need to feel like, you know, you're a desirable person.
Oh, and, like you also have to climb up an Eiffel Tower. So we're doing this together.
No, like, don't give yourself to me like with an apple in your mouth. Like, why is everyone rejecting you? Why are you coming to me? No, stop it.
No, what if...
Just stop.
Hold up. You see,
Let's not run down the aisle. That's all I'm saying.
You are a runaway bride.
I'm not
chick.
A runaway bride.
When did you see Runaway Bride? What? How old were you?
I don't remember.
I was so young.
Okay. Do you remember?
Yeah.
But I think it's stuck. Candace saw Runaway Bride and she's now Runaway Bride. She wants to be chasing the guy. She wants to be
the more unavailable,
the
better.
And the guy's just like not there. You know what I mean? He's got like 3 kids. And lives in another country.
No.
Kind of
thing. There is that relentlessness in your personality.
There is.
Yeah.
She doesn't want the guy to actually ask her, can I marry you? Because then it's like, oh, that's so unromantic. Who does that? You got him like one knee. He should be like, listen, chick, I'm meant to. Like, you're not my type.
It's like trapping.
Yes.
if you want me, you need to tell me you don't want me, and I will chase you down. I will hunt you, and I will make you like.
Guys, I know, I trust you. You're out there. You guys, my friends on Twitter, our friends of the show, you know who you are. Yeah, you see? Tiso added already.
I love Tiso, he's amazing.
Tapelo is also online, I think.
Yeah.
Who else? Mark, he liked your dancing.
Mark,
you didn't like her dancing. Just say the truth. You liked her. And I'm okay with that, dude. Whoa.
My dancing is legit. Stop it.
Wow. That.
Wait, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing your picture.
She's beautiful.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Wow.
I've posted the picture.
I was like, who's this chick?
She's beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
You should. Like, you should be getting, like, some prospects, Miles. And hopefully smart prospects. Because sometimes, it's not the smart ones that
end up.
Just put
for me, okay? Just take care of him, okay?
No. You're missing out. You're actually right. Because the thing is, I can be, like, as much as I can say to you, I want this and I want that. And I can be sold a dream. And then, like, live in the, like, the dream of it and the fairy tale of it, the idea of it, mm-hmm. right? And, I can get to a point where, and I feel really bad for saying this, right? Yes. But a friend of mine, I was chilling with her the other day, Agnes.
Yes.
We were talking about, the different professions that you'd like and whatnot, So I'm not going to actually say this profession because it's too lit. So let's liken it to...
Say it, Miles.
It's a secretary.
Oh,
Okay. Let's just say the person that likes a secretary.
I'm confused.
A call center agent. Whatever.
A call center agent, right? Yes. Cool. So, like, I got to a point where I was really into this guy who was the call center agent.
She doesn't want to say his name.
Yeah.
He was a call center agent, though.
Okay, no, stop. Yes, okay.
He was a call center agent. Let me just continue.
No, finish. Yeah. You guys.
I was a call center agent and I was really into it. And as a Scorpio is, I was very loyal till the end.
Okay.
But it was, it was one of those where it was like, you need to elevate now. It's over.
Of course.
But I wouldn't let go.
And
my friends were trying to talk me out of it, etc. And this one friend, Agnes, because I was explaining to her, I was like, and he's got potential. He's so ambitious. Yeah. He doesn't want to be a call center agent forever. He wakes up at 4 every morning.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she's like, hey, Miles, they all do, hey?
Part of the job. That was me sighing. It wasn't an exhale. It was a...
Can I just read you something, actually, from what you just said? There's something on Facebook that was posted.
What's your Twitter handle? Hang on a second. What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a Twitter handle, Miles?
I don't have Twitter. Ari asked me.
She's not a social media kid.
Yeah, Ari asked me and I said to him, I just don't want to belong to the internet.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm just not into
it. You might change. I'm just saying.
I have Facebook, Dimisho.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Facebook. Oh. Facebook, Mali Tekiso. Mali with an E,
Facebook.
Guys. M-A-L-I-E.
Yeah. That's it. But you know what? Candice has posted. Just check that out for yourself. Yo, I would wake up at 4. I'm not a morning person.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just add to what you're saying, please.
Okay.
So it just says on Facebook, if you don't attain a certain level of success, a responsible woman can't fall in love with you.
Mm.
It's not that they are materialistic or they like money. It's because they are too responsible to walk into poverty with their eyes wide open. So I like that. I think at the end of the day, all of us need to see where our lives are going. And you need to measure up the guy if he's achieving his goals.
Okay.
Because if you start dating him and he's at one place and you continue to date him, a year later he's still complaining about the same things, telling you he's not going anywhere but his dream is to become the next Warren Buffett. I mean, you can't stick around for that.
You guys are crazy, you know that.
Do we have a deluded sense of reality?
Yeah, you do.
I think
it's your generation.
It's
a problem.
We are young.
Yeah.
We still have options. I think that's what you're trying to say.
No, your youth is messing with your mind. Don't let it fool you.
From your perspective, what do you think? Okay.
Well, I'll give you an example.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I remember when I met my wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was 5'2", declared bankruptcy. Cool. I was going through a very
difficult... But you were still famous, but okay.
I was very famous. And I was... Actually, I had a lot of money. It's just that I was going through a very difficult divorce. I don't want to talk about it. But anyway, that will fuck you up money-wise. I'm sorry to say it like that, but that's what happens.
Divorce, yeah.
Don't mention it again. But she had to stick around for 2 years. Because it's like, in those 2 years, it looked like...
Nothing was happening.
This guy is going nowhere. Had she not stuck it out, I'm sorry to say, she wouldn't be living in a house today where she lives. Okay?
What if she met someone else, like an actuary? Huh?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I think sometimes I make more money than actually. Okay.
Wow.
You know what I just read?
Yes.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are getting divorced. Now, Johnny Depp was with Vanessa Paradis for like 14 years.
Yes.
Then out of nowhere, they split up. Then
I didn't even know that happened.
I know.
What are you talking about?
She just broke the news.
Yeah, I just read it now. So then 3 months later, he's dating Amber Heard. Then 2 months later, they're engaged. Then they're married.
Huh?
Then,
what?
Yes, 4 months. It took 4
and
months.
And then now it's just been over a year since they've been married. She filed for divorce. He has no prenup. And he's got a $400 million like, this is Johnny Depp, guys.
Stay married, Johnny. It's cheaper to keep her. Say you're sorry.
No.
No, but sometimes peace of mind. Hey. You can't. There's nothing that equates peace of mind.
You're not there, Candice.
That is so true.
Many people stay married. Not for because they still love each other. It's just like, it's just cheaper to stay married. I want to live here, and so do you.
That is so crazy,
just
though.
Don't say anything when I meet you in the corridors.
The hardest part of that story for me is like, who divorces Johnny Depp? Like,
none of us thought of that. That's the truth.
I mean, you must really mess up to like want to divorce. You must have other antics for you to want to divorce.
The thing is, they went through that whole thing of puppy gates where she smuggled her puppies into Australia.
Yes.
And they recently had to go to court and
whatnot. I love that she calls it puppy gates.
Yeah, puppy gates. That's what it was. But was it her puppy?
Yes.
So she probably forced that whole puppy situation.
She did,
Johnny,
of course.
Probably. You are Johnny Depp. We're going to get these puppies through. And he was like, no, babe, let's not do this, hey?
There are rumors that he doesn't bath. And now, I don't know, hygiene is a very high priority for me. So if you're
even
really good looking and you're scared of soap,
Johnny
I'm done.
Depp's.
I'm done. No. I like, if I can't convince you to wash
for
yourself.
He's an aquaphobe. He's an aquaphobe.
No, if you can't like wash and smell good for yourself, I mean, I cannot date you. I don't care what you look like.
So
like,
you don't want Johnny Depp's crusties.
Yo, no.
Anywhere near
I don't
you.
Think I want any human being's crusties. That's disgusting.
But it's Johnny Depp.
No, I don't care. No. If like, you don't have
he's
hygiene.
Looking a little crusty. Slobby around the edges now.
He is. Mm. Like, the looks are starting to disappear. He's not like, George Clooney.
I'm thinking, like, so if Beyonce, right, hadn't bathed for like 3 days and she just happened to be in my hotel room, would I still be like, you know, I'm not sure. I think I'd still like
but
be like, you know
what,
it's
so
okay.
Differently.
It's Beyonce. Just the experience alone, we'll talk about it after. And
even if she smells funky.
Yeah, it'll be like, you know what, I hate that. And
you know, okay, but it's a man's
you won't
pride.
Believe.
It's a man's pride. Like, a woman will never like go and brag about something like that, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And even if you do try and put it on Twitter, people are like, ew, girl, ew. Like, you know, how
you don't
how
brag about
you
it on Twitter. You just tell your circle of friends.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's still
like
frowned
I
upon.
That.
Like, he didn't
like
even say.
I hit Beyonce, it was amazing.
But men can do that.
She could bathe. Girl could do with
actually,
a bath.
I think that's actually perfect for lodging into body shaming, because I just think it's the double standard of society. You know, a man can like do what you just described about Beyonce, and a woman can't do that. Like, you can't brag about like, oh my gosh, I was with Brad Pitt. Like, what? No, you can't. People will
you
judge.
Can't brag
you
about
can't.
Brad Pitt.
No,
that's your fault.
No, that's society's
fault.
I think
these days.
No, it's your fault.
I think more and more these days, it depends on the person.
But you know, you have to be so successful. Like, you have
fair
to become
enough.
A Rihanna in order for that to become a thing.
Yeah.
But if you're just like in society, living your day to day life, trying to
you're
make
immediately
it,
labeled.
Oh, you mean immediately
labeled what?
People are like, ew, she's loose or she's a, you know, words I will not name.
Loose how?
And people just say these things, which is the double standard, which also comes to body shaming. It's so funny in Hollywood, especially. You observe Hollywood because it's like a microcosm of society.
Yeah.
And in Hollywood, the men can like lose shape. I remember I saw a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio with a pot belly, smoking on a balcony, and people were like, you know what? He's Leo. He's still successful. Mm. But a woman gains just a little bit of weight. And everyone goes crazy.
Look, guys, I think it's the women more than the men. Because men are not going... Let me be honest. If Rihanna put on like 10 kilos or 15 kilos, you know?
Yes.
Like, she was like a little bit cellulite-y and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's when I met her. I wouldn't be like, Rihanna just put on so much weight. It's just like ridiculous. I'd be like, babe, there's just more of you to love. Like,
but I think it's because of the name Rihanna.
This is my Rihanna.
No.
My Rihanna Upakile.
You'd only say that because of the success she's attained and the sex symbol status she's got.
Yeah, true,
if she was just an everyday girl on the side, you know, that you just see like walking down the road, it wouldn't be the same thing. We wouldn't even be the same.
I think real men don't really care about that. Honestly, real men, like, you can put on a couple of kgs. I mean, as long as it's not too terrible, but you can put on a little bit of weight and it's like no big deal. It's like, you understand, like, oh, shucks, she's, you know, now she's got those stretch marks.
Yeah.
I was going to say tiger stripes.
Tiger stripes.
Like, wow, she's got the tiger stripes.
Yeah.
And she's like a little bit chubbier, but that's cool because that's my baby. Like, we don't care.
You think? I think that guys say that because they're trying to be charming to like the general population of women, because all women have got something.
No,
if
really,
you don't have cellulite, you've got stripes.
Trying to get laid.
Yeah, that's it. So you're trying to get, you have an objective to saying that. But like,
would you rather get laid, or would you rather be sitting there on the couch, judgmental, you know, sleeping there with a very small blanket going, yeah, I'm not sleeping with you until you lose 15 kilos? Hell no!
No, but what I'm saying is woman. Like, for me at least, I'm not attracted necessarily. Okay, I've got a physical type in a way.
What is that?
But I'm not describing my physical type.
It seems quite broad.
It is. It's very broad, but it's got a general sense of something. And anyway,
like whatever you are, as long as you're just like not available.
Oh my gosh. If you're smart. If you're smart, okay.
That's not a body type.
No, but I like athletes. I do. I like
okay. Soccer like players.
Can we please? Wow. Okay.
The question.
No, I like people who take care of their bodies.
Oh, okay. What do you like physically?
I don't mind tall and lanky. I don't mind athletic. Okay. You know? Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah, but
you
like,
know.
You know, when I say general body type, but all I right. mean, it's not like a woman is. Mm. Sometimes if you're friends with a guy long enough, or you know someone long enough, their physical appearance to a woman can tend to fade away because he's so charming and he makes you feel so good as a person, whatever the case is.
That's a beautiful, you know? That's a beautiful sweater, by the way.
Hey.
Wow. Anyway. But
we're
like
not getting anywhere.
Men
we're
are
not
very physical.
Anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Men are very like.
I'm sorry.
Very, like,
I'm, I have to apologize to our listeners right
I know,
now. Okay.
Because you are.
Because I'm
losing
sorry,
your
guys.
Mind.
I am losing my mind, and I'm using this platform for my own personal gain. I'm gonna stop it right now. This is for you. It's not for me. I'm not gonna ask any more questions that I want to find out the answer to. If you want to find an answer to anything, please send us something on Twitter. Okay.
On Twitter.
If you're interested. But anyway, so you were talking about like tall, lanky, and athletic.
You like lanky, Mals?
Yeah, I don't mind it, but as long as you're
you
tall.
You don't mind it, but it's not like it's not a preference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Athletic is definitely the best.
Probably, right?
And just not short.
Do you still run, Mals?
Yes, I do, but I got injured exactly a year ago.
Wow, Mali and I used to be like gym and running.
Oh,
buddy.
We used to be back.
Used to kill us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I still
run
as well. now I just ran to the fridge.
Been injured for a year, so I took up Pilates to try and get myself
and how
going
is
again.
Pilates.
Really great.
Really?
So it's a lot like dancing. Because musical theatre, you dance, you do ballet, you do jazz.
Okay,
it's a
okay.
lot like that. So it keeps you going, man.
But you said you Mali's not eating sugar. Like I offered her jelly babies earlier and she's like, no, I don't eat that stuff. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
I don't eat sugar
it's
either.
Just a 40-day cleanse. It's I explained to Candace that it's until next week, Friday. So
why
I finish
though?
It.
Because you're petite. So are you doing it for just feeling better?
That and coming back from the States. Like when I was in the States, I didn't know how to eat. So I put on a lot of weight and then I tried to control it. But like you just feel like you're losing yourself.
Oh, yeah.
The food is just so bad.
Can I just ask a question? Why is it that American stars look so amazing, but American food is so bad?
Because
how do
American
they do it?
Stars can afford
the high
the
end,
best,
yeah,
high end vegan type stuff, you know.
Oh.
And when you're on a vegan diet, you basically it's plant based,
okay.
So there's no fat, you know.
And that's
they
difficult.
Can afford
it's expensive.
It.
Oh,
it's
but the
expensive.
Rest of the population is like you're gonna come back with gallstones and a busted up kidney.
Yeah,
something like that.
I mean, when a hamburger is like $2. You're going to go for that as opposed
instead
to
of
having
like a salad.
Exactly, yeah. Which is like 12.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like...
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's like almost 200 rand.
Yes.
For a salad. Are you crazy?
No, but can I tell
you... I'm having a burger.
The problem is the depiction of Hollywood in America to us as South Africans. When we watch TV, everyone is thin and beautiful and, you know, tall. And then you actually see
like
the reality
said,
and everyone
there.
Is... kind of big, you know, because of the kind of food they eat.
I was exposed to a different side because New Yorkers, they walk a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So not everyone was overweight in New York.
Yes.
And a lot of my friends who've been to other parts of the States are like, no, you haven't seen big and overweight and fat.
Yeah.
New Yorkers walk everywhere.
Yes.
So, yeah, everyone tended to be, you know, a bit more fit in terms of their body size and whatnot. But I mean, the food is just, it's the rush. You're gonna pick up a bagel and you it's
everything is so fast.
It's so fast, so you end up eating so bad. And I put on a lot of weight and I put on a lot of muscle as well, because we were dancing all hours of the day.
Okay.
And I just lost that like Hey, my parents visited. They were like, yo, we know where the money's going.
Oh my gosh, I've got a funny story about Mali, actually. Okay. Talking about putting on weight.
Yeah.
When we were in high school, Mali, myself, and another friend of ours was, we were very thin. We were the thin girls. And and Mali decides that she's going to come one day and tell us that she's drinking the stuff.
Oh,
what was it called?
Pusa Mandla.
You know,
I know Pusa is the gift of the miners.
Yes.
So you're going to try to put
like,
on weight?
Yes. So we're like, Mali, why are you drinking this? She's like, no, guys, I'm like so determined to gain weight.
Oh my gosh.
We were like, what? She drank this.
How did it go?
She didn't gain a thing, but I couldn't believe
it. I think she got constipated.
I didn't, I mean, it was, yeah, and I did it for a long time.
You
really?
You were committed to the cause.
Wow.
I really wanted to.
You don't understand, we were painfully
sick. But it's quite tasty though, isn't it?
It is,
it's
but then
bad.
The novelty wears off.
Yeah.
You realize you're drinking this thing every day, it's boring.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Wow, dude.
And then this dude, Zane, who was in our class, was like, dude, you're going to get to a point where you want to try and lose weight. Don't do this to yourself
now.
Enjoy your body.
He was right.
Thank you, Zane. Thank you.
He was so right.
Yeah.
Oh,
wherever
gosh.
You are, Zane, we are paying homage to you. Thank you,
Zane,
so much for that.
You're a
wonderful
good man.
Advice.
You know, he's a real, Zane is a good man.
He is a good man.
Because a lot of men aren't like that. We're talking like, especially in high school, a lot of guys, like, okay, I didn't go to school with girls. Unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah,
you went to boys school.
That's
boys
he's
school.
Like acting it out now, as you can see.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of catching up to do. But guys in mixed schools, like boys and girls schools, are generally quite mean.
Yeah, they tell it like it is.
High school was a tough time.
Mm.
I won't even lie. It wasn't a fruitful time for us.
Okay.
No, but Zane gave me valid advice, and like right now I'm trying to sort of detox, restart, because I convinced myself that I need these huge portions, because in the States you're used to getting such big portions.
Oh.
And I came back to SA and I'm still eating huge portions. I'm like, no, I need to reboot and eat the way I used to eat.
So how are you going to, so after this 40 day ends, how are you going to start eating? Are you going vegan? Are you going?
No, I'm going to carry on, limit the sugar, because I do miss sugar. I'm a sweet addict.
Okay.
And limit the carbs, because right now I'm on zero carbs. So bread, you know, now and then, pasta now and then, because I do run, so I do need that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's going to carry on the same way, pretty much.
I just need to limit the beer. Well, I don't drink that much beer.
I don't,
the alcohol is terrible.
Maybe alcohol is problematic for people.
Actually, if you don't, I've got to say to people, if you don't sleep enough, you will put on weight.
Because
that's when your body like fixes itself.
Yeah, because you're a bit of a party animal. So
I'm not really a party animal. I've just been going through a very rough
time
at home. I don't want to talk about it. I think hopefully it's getting better. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. We're talking about other people's lives, like yours.
Wow, I'm sorry. I feel like that was a sad, sad thing.
It sounded like a very sad,
it sounded so sad.
We're talking about body shaming, actually, and people do that a lot in social media in South Africa.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, you're not a social media person, but did any reports come through about people doing that to American people in the media a lot? I'm sure it does.
But America's like the biggest.
The thing is, I'm not on social media, but I follow Hollywood, what's going on there, like very closely. It happens almost every day.
Like,
you know? I mean, the most recent I can think of, and I'm probably behind, was Amy Schumer. But the way she addressed it was very interesting. That's why I was following it. Because they put a picture on her that didn't... I mean, Glamour posted a picture of her saying she was full of figured, curvy, whatever.
That.
And she was really, really annoyed by the term they used to describe her. And looking at it and looking at her, she kind of is full of figured. You know what I mean?
In a nice way, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's beautiful. Yeah, she looks great.
Mm.
But it really didn't sit well with her that they called her
full of figured. Yeah, because she's an average sized woman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just think people need to stop, the media needs to stop trying to put labels and stop trying to box people in a certain type of, they need to stop doing that completely.
Respecting what people look like.
Yeah, respect it from a distance as well. Yeah.
What's crazy about that?
Mm.
It's all the female magazines.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Only
it is.
Like, there's no men's magazine that talks about
like
women's figures like that or men's figures. It's like,
so true,
Amy Schumer's hot. She could get it.
Exactly.
That would be the title. You know, if anything, it would be sexist.
Yes.
But generally, Cosmo.
Yeah.
Elle,
Glamour.
Glamour.
It was Glamour.
When we still had it, what was that other really tabloidy one?
Gratia or Heat.
Heat. Oh, Heat was the worst. People magazine. Heat was the worst because one week they'd say Amy Schumer fuller figured, blah, blah. Mm. Is she fat?
Yes. Yeah.
Next week, Amy opposite. Schumer has lost weight. Mm. She's too skinny. Yes. Look at the pictures.
It is so sad because we operate in a society whereby if women don't love themselves, then you are going to be swayed left and right because you'll never be the right size or the right look.
Critical.
And it's so sad. It's so important.
Yeah. It's one thing I used to hate about heat though, because I found that for women were their biggest target market.
Oh yeah.
But every week on that damn magazine on the cover. And sometimes it'd be one woman and you go, I don't understand. She was too fat last week, now she's too skinny, but she's never perfect.
But can I tell you something? It's almost an addiction for women because you want to be in, you know, you want to be a part of something bigger than yourself. And I think especially fame. I think fame is a really destroying thing sometimes because it does. And you don't want to be known as, like, look at Kim Kardashian. You know, she, as soon as she loses any relevance in any way, she posts another naked selfie and she's back. You
we
know,
we have no problem with that, Kim.
I no, do definitely not like it's, but I also think it's setting a really sad standard for our society because I feel young women coming up, matriculating, starting first year, they've got this idea of what's going to make you successful. If you look a certain way, if you become an Instagram model and you post a lot of semi-nude pictures, then you are going to become something. And I'm like, it happened to one person in society, Kim.
You're right.
Kim Kardashian.
Now I'm
and
sad
she
about it.
The biggest lie. Dream.
She has.
Yeah.
And people are so busy working on their fitness that they're not working on their minds. And it's so sad to me.
No, I'm like depressed.
Yeah,
I'm
I mean, you guys are on Instagram and stuff.
Yes.
And when I'm like chilling with friends and they'll show me like other
Instagram,
people's profiles. People are really on this health thing. Went to the gym today.
Oh my
posting
goodness.
Those like gym stuff.
No, it's kind of like what you remember what Facebook was like when it started. And I think we were like in grade 8.
No, we were in grade 10.
Oh, it's
2007.
Yeah.
I remember when
Facebook
started for us.
Yeah, so we were in grade 10 for Facebook.
Okay.
And I mean, we were a part of the Facebook generation, really, whereby you posted everything. Literally, I'm holding a green bag. What?
Wow.
You know, I'm eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
What? But then you grew. Shem, are you feeling old?
I was like,
2007.
Yeah, I was, you know, I think I was 30.
you were living.
Was
life was
then.
With you. Life was with you then.
I was like,
we
okay.
weren't even thinking of life.
Yeah,
we were so
Facebook
happy.
Thing. Okay, anyway. Well, guys.
Frivolous days, eh?
I would put it into perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
I won't hit on you again. You could be my children. I'm
literally.
The problem is, though, I think that we've opened ourselves up to a lot of criticism.
Oh, yeah, and scrutiny.
You know?
But I think the worst scrutiny is the kind we put ourselves under. You know, we look at pictures of ourselves and we compare it to society standard, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's true.
I went through a hardcore phase of that when I came back from the States.
Oh, really?
Really?
I just was not happy. There was just parts of me that I was...
what were you unhappy
isn't
about?
It so funny?
My
you
stomach.
Because
I had abs, you know, before I left.
That's very depressing
to
have abs.
I've always had abs.
Oh, you didn't have abs when you came back?
Yes.
Oh, I thought
that's my point.
Oh, okay.
My entire life, my stomach has been cut. Because, the running, it's great for your abs. So, I came back and I just have this, layer that I'm trying to get rid of. And it's so frustrating. You know, to not be able to, and you see these models, and you're just inundated with so much media of how skinny people are. It gets to you.
But it's also
what happens when you have a baby.
No,
you're gonna die.
No.
You're gonna sit your ass.
No, because I think you understand. You understand the changes your body goes through baby-wise. But I think when you're just aging or you're getting older,
and
you're
annoying.
Eating, that's
you hit
very
that
irritating. 25. Could you stop? No,
oh,
but
man.
It is. It's a thing because I mean, I
love it though.
I'm,
you know what
I'm
I love about this conversation?
I'm constantly approached by women who tell me like, at your age, I look like you. Wait until you hit 25,
yeah.
And I'm like, 25 is a sneeze away. It's like a sneeze away for me. I'm dying.
What were they doing when they were 25?
Yeah, like honestly, I'm loving this conversation because it's like different generations, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I think of myself like, you're 25, 27, 26, 28, until I was like 30-something.
Mm.
I was like bawling, you know, until maybe 2-3 years ago, like 37, I was still like, hey! And those days will come back. It's just, you know, I had a baby.
Yeah, because you're a man. In society, a man can, like, you can get to 60 and still be regarded as sex symbol.
No,
as a woman, it's very difficult.
It's true,
you know?
But I think, you know, you take care of yourself. You're not always going to have the energy. I might say one thing for me is if I don't consciously take care of myself 24/7, like I think of every meal I eat, did I run today?
Oh,
did I do this?
Yes.
Then the weight just creeps on, and then before you know it, it's like, oh, gosh, how do I let this happen? Other people either lose weight, like clearly you guys are the skinny type. So if you don't work hard, you lose weight, right?
Yeah.
If I don't work hard, I just put on weight. But both sides are unhappy with where they are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if only both sides could give each other half. Like, I could give you half the weight, you could give me half the skinniness, then we'd be in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'm happy with where I am now, physically. I'm saying you reach a point of perfect equilibrium, all of us, right?
Yeah, yeah, but without like having to work hard for it. Yes.
This is the perfect way. This is the perfect. But then, just one day you wake up and you look at yourself, you're like, when did I get here?
Yeah.
I was so happy being in the equilibrium, I forgot that I need to stop eating.
But basically all I'm saying is, it's something that clearly it comes and goes. It's a cycle. Like, you're happy now.
Yes.
And one day you might not be so happy. But don't be so hard on yourself. And I think it's society that's harder on us than we are on ourselves. And the people who truly care about us are not as difficult as the people who don't.
Wait, do you experience it as a man, though? Do you experience it?
I experience it all the time. And you know, I thought by now I would be okay with it. I've experienced it my whole life. Like, growing up, I was a chubby kid. So I would either have, like, I remember I had this chick, I had a family friend. I had such a crush on her.
Yeah.
And her older sister, when I'd call, she'd say, "Oh, TD, your fat boyfriend is on the phone." And I'd be like, dude, I'm like
that
12.
That is so mean.
You know?
I'm sorry.
And then I got on TV and I was like Jimmy Sani and I was like buff and I had a six pack. And they showed me on TV with my top off and chicks were going crazy before Facebook. And I was like, where's she now? And I remember I met her and I was like, oh, okay, you've aged.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So I was like, I was waiting my whole life to get that revenge.
What I'm saying
is, by now I thought that would be okay. But I'll go to a shopping center and pick something up at the Checkers. I don't do Checkers, actually. But at the Woolworths.
And
some lady who's like there, you know, says, wow, you're so much fatter in real life than in TV.
Oh, man.
And at first, I'd be like, I was the kind, sweet guy. I was like, no, don't, you know. Mm. Now I'm like, sorry, who are you again? What do you do? You know.
Oh, my gosh.
But what I'm trying to say is, it happens to all of us.
Yes.
And I find that when people say stuff like that to you, when they try and body shame you, and I'm going to leave it on that.
Yes.
Understand that it's usually because they're coming from a place of hurt themselves.
Yes, of course.
Good looking people don't care what I look like.
True story.
Good looking people who are right in their mind.
Yes.
They've got money and everything else. Actually, they find me quite lovable. He's like, dude, he's so cute. He's so chubby.
But we have to
wrap up. We have to go.
Oh my gosh, it's been such a good show, Miles. You made it fly by. My goodness.
Thank you for having me, guys.
What a pleasure.
Come back again, Miles.
Yes, please do, Miles. You can be like our
coming
contributor.
From you, to me, show.
What about me, dude?
Like, who are you? Who are
we
you?
We go way back.
Wow. Cheers, everybody. Have a good Friday. Thursday and Friday. Wow, I'm already in the weekend.
I don't know what to do because I don't have, like, I've got a good song, but it's going to have to be a repeat. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's do it.
This is CliffCentral.com.